Before last season, it had been 13 years since the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were in the NFL playoffs and 18 since they won their only Super Bowl. But everything changed when Tom Terrific came to town. Mr. Brady signed as a free agent in the offseason, and the Bucs became an instant contender. Now they are the defender of the title. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible gifts help to sponsor the show, and you can always learn more and give anytime, quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Super Bowl-winning Buccaneers punter Bradley Pinion is with me on Sports and Commentary. The 26-year-old Clemson alum with me from his home there in North Carolina. All right, Bradley, did you get your Super Bowl ring yet?
Not yet. No, we got size for him, though, and I kind of got to be in on the designing process as a captain for the Bucs. And, man, they're going to be special. They're going to be super cool. I'm not going to give anything away, but, man, they're going to be awesome. And I don't think it's sunk in yet, and I'm hoping it'll maybe sink in when I get the Super Bowl ring that we actually did win the Super Bowl.
Yes, you did. Very convincing win over Kansas City in Super Bowl 55. All right, let's pan the picture back just for a moment or two here, Bradley, and talk about the entirety of the Super Bowl winning season. Walk us through this amazing campaign, will you?
Yeah, no, it was a different season, of course, with the pandemic going on. It was not your typical normal season. It was more of just the guys. And I think that's what made it kind of special, because you didn't have to really have the fans in the stands. You didn't have all the hoorah that around football. It was really just the guys were there, and the guys in the building were the only people that really needed to be in the building. There wasn't a bunch of people that, like, didn't have to be in the building that were in the building. And that really made it really special, because you just got to know the guys in the locker room. And, man, we have one of the most special locker rooms ever in Tampa. And I'm pumped that we're bringing all 25 of our starters back. But it was just a crazy year. It took us a little bit to gel. I mean, we had a good start, and then we kind of fell off in the middle, and we almost needed that fall off to remind us, like, hey, like, we got to do this, and we got to sit together. Like, no matter what happens, we got to have each other's backs. And those three or four games in the middle that we lost was probably the best thing that happened to our team. Just because it allowed us to come together as a group and fight through some adversity. And adversity kind of makes you better in the football realm, because you got to learn how to deal with it and learn how to manage it. And we have some great leaders in our locker room. When you have guys like Tom Brady and Mike Evans, Levante David, these are just Hall of Fame players. And having those guys in the locker room to learn from and kind of see how they do things, I think is honestly what made our team so good. And then you have a coach like Bruce Arians, who just gets it, honestly. I mean, he's a player's coach. He's hard on you, but he's like a tough love. We had the perfect recipe, and it's looking like we're going to have the perfect recipe again.
Yeah, all the players coming back, free agents coming back next season have been signed by Tampa. So Tom Brady walks into your locker room in the offseason. Here you have arguably the greatest NFL player of all time. And tell us about the Brady effect. How did he profoundly change the direction of your team?
Yeah, so what I tell people all the time, because this is like the number one question that you get asked. And I tell people all the time, you know, he's a competitor. He loves football, eats, sleeps, breathes football. But the biggest thing about him is, this is what I think personally what makes him so great, because he has a unique way of making every single person on the team, whether you're a practice squad player or the janitor or no matter what you are, but makes you feel like you're the most important person on that team when he's talking to you. So he can come talk to you about anything, and when you leave that conversation, you're like, you feel uplifted, you feel important, you feel special, you feel like you're needed. And when you have that feeling, it'll push you a little harder. It'll make you go after it and go get it a little bit more. And he just has that unique knack. I can't explain how he does it, but he has that unique knack to be able to, like I said, make every person in the locker room feel like they're the most important person on the team. And that, I'm telling you, is the Tom Brady effect, like, through and through. It's a real thing. I mean, from top to bottom, he can change ownership. He's like just that guy. And to me, that's what makes him so great. He's a great athlete and a great quarterback, but just his leadership style is not super in your face, but it's super like makes you feel like I said, I keep saying it over and over, like you're the most important person on the team. And when you feel that way, you feel on top of the world.
Yeah, I bet you do. So is there a feeling, Bradley, like you don't want to let this future Hall of Famer down?
Exactly, yeah. And it's not even over to let him down. He just builds you up so much that if you, like, do happen to mess up, like, you know he's got your back, and you know it might be tough love, but you know he's got your back, and he knows what you're capable of, and he holds you to that standard. But he does it in, like, the best way you've ever seen. It's impeccable, honestly.
Yeah. All right, punter Bradley Pinion of the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers with me on Sports and Commentary. Running out of clock here, Bradley, so let's get together again, reconnect for our next Sports and Commentary. Talk about the stepping stone to get you to Super Bowl 55. That, of course, was the win at Lambeau against the Packers in the NFC title game. So we'll look back at that. Pleasant memories for you all, but a sore spot for Packer fans up here. Thank you, Bradley. God bless you. Have a superb day, all right?
Yes, sir. You too.